It was a great song because I know the language. Okay, let's turn our Bible to Book of 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 25 and 26. Book of 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 25 and 26. Verse 25, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. Let's pray. Precious Heavenly Father, we acknowledge that you are in our midst, that you are going to speak to us, God, today. Thank you, Lord, your name being exalted in heaven, Lord. Thank you, Lord, there is a joy in heaven as we are gathered together in your name to worship you, to adore you, to know you, who you are really in our lives, Lord. Praise you, thank you, in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, this is the great portion that I wanted to say. Verse 25, oppose themselves, and the same person recovering themselves out of the snare of the devil. Okay, then the another translation says, in meekness instructing those that oppose their truth. Opposing their truth. When we come to church, this is what happening, meaning many times there is a truth spoken from the pulpit, but our old nature tells us, you know more than the truth. Then we are exalting ourselves above the truth. That is what opposing the truth, instead of we are coming under, we are interpreting the truth based upon our experience and feelings. We have been throughout the weeks, throughout the month and years. If we are in that condition, when we come to church, there is a repentance God gives as a gift so that we would be recovered from it and go out rejoicing from the church. That is what God's will is, so that we would not come under the snare of the devil and we be devoured by him day in, day out. Okay, so what I want to say here, we are called to a place only to know that we are called to a person. I will repeat that once again. We are called to a place, that is church, only to know that we are called to a person. That is the time we are going to be secured, so confident in him, because we are in him. We are in him. That is the safest place where we can be in, because that is what we call it as positional truth. We were sinners. We were enemies of God. We were gone out of the way. Gone out of the way. But God brought us back again. The moment we believed in Christ, that he shed his sinless blood, died, buried, rose again. And he is interceding for us in heaven. Okay? Before the Heavenly Father, so that we would be kept on earth from the devil, from him devouring us in God's plan, so that we would go forward all the way with God and say, I finished the race. Okay, that is what God's plan is. But meantime, we are exposed to the devil by God. Not that we would be devoured by him, but we would stand on the victorious ground, Romans chapter 5 verse 2, on the grace ground and shout, grace, grace, to him, and be a overcomer, not only the overcomer, more than conquerors. Wow. That is what God's plan is. But in this time, the devil comes and he says, look at you, you study so much. You know better than anyone else in the whole world, even beyond the pastor. That is the time he is going to tell us, just oppose the truth and be who you are in your natural disposition. But God says it is not about your natural disposition, it is supernatural work happening in your lives where you are going to be transformed and you are going to reflect the character and nature of God to the whole world and bring many into the kingdom of God. Okay? Then when we come, that's what Paul is telling Timothy. Timothy, you are a pastor. You are a pastor. People are going to come devoured by the devil in the world system. And you're not going to rebuke them, but instruct them in meekness. So that God would give them repentance. And they would recover themselves. And they are going to enjoy the presence of God throughout the day, throughout their lives. Otherwise, devil going to play in their lives and devour them into pieces so that they would enter into spiritual death where God cannot use them. That is what his whole plan is all about. That is what Paul is telling Timothy. Timothy, you are a pastor. That's what happening exactly in the church. What I am talking, what I had been through. Okay, when I came to church, when I go out, wow, that's immense. That's great. Because God is speaking to me directly. Because Paul says, when I spoke the word, you heard it as if from God. It is not from men. Because you believed in the truth that is going to work in you effectually. Because we believed in the truth. That is the time we are going to go out completely recovered from the disorder. And go out as an enjoying person in the kingdom of God. That is then when we are going to be recovered time and again. And we are going to be out of the snare of the devil. Because devil is trying to capture you and me in his kingdom. And going to diminish all our capacity. Supernatural capacity. Not natural capacity. Supernatural capacity that Holy Spirit is going to produce in our lives. And going to be manifested effectually into the world. We are not a simple people, small people. In God's sight, you are a soldier, you are an army. Okay, he is the Lord of hosts. He is calling us to know that he is God of Jacob. That we can come under in times of trouble. Where he is going to help us. He is going to help us to recover completely. And we are going to fly like an eagle. That's what we are going to see now as I'm going to close. Book of Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 11. Book of Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 11. Verse 11. He says, as an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. This I studied the explanation from Dr. Stevens' booklet. He says beautifully, meaning when we are in God's kingdom, God is not going to keep us so sophisticated with our lives. Because this verse telling you and me, when the eagle, mother eagle going to train the child, okay, the mother eagle going to take the child all the way up and letting the child down, drop down. The mother comes back again to the earth to catch the young eagle in order for the young eagle to know how to fly. You understand what I mean? Keep you and me in that place. That is what true Christianity is. It's not a Christianity that you do good, I do good back. It's not the thing. That's what we are learning in the outreach. We are not keeping the person comfort. I'm sorry if you think in that way. We are going to really offend the guy, even to slap us. That's what that is what we are taking the person to the extent to tell him. It's not about his flesh. It is the Spirit of God working in him and bring him to the knowledge of his Son, Jesus Christ. Okay, but God going to take you and me as we are growing in the kingdom of God. Going to teach us some incredible, great, great things. Be ready for it if you are in this ministry. Okay? Be ready for it. So, to learn how to pick up the cross. To pick up the cross and know who you are really in supernatural kingdom of God. Okay, God going to take us to the highest level only to drop you down so that you would learn how you can learn to fly so that the snare of the devil would not catch you. You would fly above him because we are seated in heavenly places, Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6. About the devil, now the devil would not be able to touch you and me because God the Father teaching us how to fly in the midst of the trouble and trial and temptation in this world. That's what this verse is all about, as we read, because God wants us to fly above him all the way, because if we drop down, God the Father knows that we will be fallen dead, but he would not do that because his arms are everlasting arms waiting to uphold you and me so that we would not touch the ground. We would fall on his hand and fly again and show to the demons in the air that we are more than conquerors. Imagine, Bible says Jesus conquered the death, but the Bible tells you and me we are more than conquerors. I couldn't fathom when I read the verse. Even now I couldn't fathom. More than conquerors, which was not described for Jesus, but described for you and me. We are more than conquerors because whose work it is? It is God's. Because it is by grace. We receive something what we don't deserve is called grace. Now God the Father is the one taking us, training us, using us in his ministry, in his work, so that we would fly above like eagles, above demons, satanic world. He's this, and we are going to fly above him and proclaim the victory that his head is crushed because the work is finished. John chapter 19 verse 30. That's the ultimate purpose behind why we are on this earth, not to be a sophisticated Christian and sitting in one place stagnant, because Satan wants us to be stagnant without growth. It will become a cancer after some time if you're not going to grow. Imagine, that is what the cancer is all about. Suddenly they will grow and it will be abnormal and no medicine can stop it. You will end up in dead. That is what Satan wants us to be, but God wants us to fly above like eagle's wings because we are under his refuge. We are under his wings. We are safe. We are secured. We can have confidence in him that we are under his wings, guarded and guided by the Holy Spirit. Is that amazing? That's what Paul is telling here. Timothy, instruct them in meekness that if they are opposing the truth, if they are in the snare of devil, let them be rescued or let them be saved. Because God is the one going to give us the repentance. He is going to give us the repentance. Provided if we are yielding unto him and open in our free will. Okay? So that's what I wanted to say. Because Deuteronomy chapter 33 verse 27, it says, underneath there is everlasting arm. That's what I said it before. Okay, so this is what I want to say. It's incredible who we are in Christ. If you experience it, that's incredible, because Holy Spirit is the one going to teach you how to fly above so that we would not oppose the truth or opposing ourselves, meaning beating ourselves. Am I really going to go to heaven? That is opposing the truth. Because Bible says you are seated in heaven. What about that? We are keep fighting with one another within myself, meaning, see, there is a battle happening on the inside that is much worse than the battle can happen on the outside spiritually. Because Bible says this is the truth, that you are seated in heavenly places. That's it. But we question the truth, that is opposing the truth. That is where our growth going to become stagnant. We're not going to grow anywhere. But Paul says, please don't oppose the truth. If you are the one, come back, God will give you the repentance and you can be out of the snare of the devil so that you can fly like an eagle in this world to be an ambassador for Christ. Because God will not use any other unbelievers for his for his kingdom. But you and me, we are the one who is representing him on this earth. Amen. Let's fly like an eagle. Our God the Father is guarding us, and he is the one at work. He is not going to sleep nor slumber, the Bible says. So he is the one guarding us, guiding us, instructing us, taking care of us in every way so that we would fly like an eagle. Okay, we are not a small Christian. I'm saying once again, we are a greater grace Christians on this earth. Okay, let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for... Thank you so much, God, for the great morning. Thank you, Lord, as you are moving in our midst, ministering to us effectually, Lord, because we believe in you. Continue to speak to us, God, and show us how great you are and how nothing we are, Lord. Thank you so much. We praise you for your greater grace, giving us always what we don't deserve, Lord. We praise you. We worship you forever, Lord. You are worthy to be worshipped and adored. Praise you. We give you your place, Lord, in our hearts. Praise you. Continue to speak to us, God. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Great.